On with Mario Lopez.
All right, let's get to the phones right now. Waiting on hold from Build a Miracle, Daniela Benitez. How are you, Daniela?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Daniela.
I'm well. So tell us what Build a Miracle does.
Oh, Build a Miracle is a nonprofit that builds houses for families down in Tijuana, and they use $16,000 from other people that other people raise, and they organize everything. They find the families and do everything for us, so it's so easy to raise this money and build houses.
But let's get this straight, though. You're 14, and yes. Your brother Gabriel does this with you, and he's how old? 11?
He's 12.
So you raise the money, and then you physically mm-hmm. go down there, you meet these families, and you help build and facilitate, you know, how these houses are built, right?
Yes.
So you don't just donate the money. You actually are down there.
Yeah, it's really fun to go and build and go be with the family. And when I was talking to one of the families the other day, she told me, you know, it's so sweet that you guys raise all this money, but it's even better that you're down here getting your hands dirty with us.
Oh, that's so cool. What made you want to do this, Daniela, or how'd you get into it?
So last year I went with my school at the time. It was Notre Dame Academy, and we had heard about it from our PE coach, and he told us about it and told us how great it was, and he got the school to raise $16,000 in a few months. And then after that, we went and built it, and I didn't want to go build it, but my mom, she told me, you know, let's go do this. I think you'll like it. And so after going down there and seeing everything and going and seeing how they live in a shack and they sleep on the floor, and when it rains, there's water all over their house because it just pours in from the top and from the bottom. And so after seeing all that and hearing about how, like, hard it is to live there, it really made me want to keep helping and keep building.
Wow, that's awesome. And you're such a special person to do that. I actually grew up right on the border to Tijuana. I've been in some of those houses, so I know exactly what you've seen. What are some of your accomplishments so far? How much building have you done?
So we built that house, and then I raised the $16,000 with all my family and friends over that summer. So that was another house. And then right now I'm raising money. I finished raising money, and we started building another house. So that's three. And then my brother Gabriel, he was inspired to do one. So he raised that money. Thank you guys so much for your donation. That was so sweet.
You're welcome.
So that's another house. And then we got an anonymous donor who matched what we raised. So that's one more house. That's five houses.
Wow, look at you. You got a whole neighborhood.
That's right. And listen, you're also on the kids board of directors for Kids Box. And that's a whole other thing. You're just this incredible philanthropist. Tell me about that, because people need to know.
So Kidbox is a clothing brand that basically they ship to your house 5 times a year with just a bunch of different clothing. And for every box that is kept, a piece of clothing is donated to a kid in need. And Kidbox's mission is to clothe 1 million kids in need. And so they have been so helpful, because in the summer we went to New York. They flew us all out, the kids' board of directors, which are 11 kids that all our little philanthropists, and we all met up and discussed all these ideas on how we can help other people. And then Kidbox surprised us with $10,000 in clothing each to do whatever we want with.
Wow.
So I brought all mine to Mexico, and during our last build on last Saturday, we went and we passed out all the clothing. So 50 kids got, like, fresh new clothing, and they were so happy. It still had the tags on it, still wrapped. And so that was really special. And I really love Kidbox because they make such an effort to help people. You know, whatever we need, they'll help us with. They even gave us, you know, for our projects, if we needed a $1,000 budget, they just were so helpful with everything. And I'm actually getting to go back there in November for another meeting and for a special charity gala.
Oh, that's awesome, Daniela. Gosh. And last question, how can people help if they want to get involved?
If people want to get involved, they can help with sometimes Build a Miracle can let people just come to the community center and come play with the kids and hang out, or even just donating small amounts to you know, you can go straight to the website, donate small amounts to that or big amounts to that. Anything helps, you know. Build a Miracle is really special because you can just donate anywhere and then another person will finish off your money. You know, it's really great.
Well, Daniela, you're very special and congratulations on everything. And that's awesome work that you're doing. On with Mario.com for all the info on Build a Miracle. And thank you so much for calling in. Say hi to Gabriel.
Thank you for having me. I will.
Bye, honey.
Thank you. Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.